Good day, everyone. Ed Richards with OklahomaFarmReport.com, and it's time to take a look at a review of last week's beef trade with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News, Amarillo, Texas. Ed?
The spot choice market dropped about $4.25 since the previous Friday. It ended the week at 193.84. The choice select spread ended the week at less than $1. The weekly total for the spot trade was 975 loads reported in the daily market, and that represents about 13% of the total box beef sales. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is a total of all types of sales, was almost unchanged at 196.96, but $3 higher than the spot trade. It was helped by the fact that the formula trade often lags behind the spot trade and did not show the steep decline. The total sales volume of 7,200 loads was about the same as last week, along with the steady comprehensive prices supported the increased harvest rates that we saw last week. The formula volume was over 3,400 loads, which is about normal and represents 47% of the total sales of box beef product. The outfront sales of 1,150 loads were 100 loads better than last week, and the export sales were 915 loads, which was over 250 loads better than last week. Both items were large enough to help support the steady comprehensive prices. The primal trade was lower except ribs, which were steady to $2.75 higher. The end cuts, which are chucks and rounds, traded mostly $1 to $3 lower. Choice loins were lower, but select loins were higher, helping to narrow that choice select spread. Beef trimmings ended the week $2 lower. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings were about steady most of the week after climbing about $10 during the previous month and over $30 since last fall. Lean boneless beef prices have risen enough to attract some increased import business. When we were in the middle of our drought culling, our domestic prices were too low to support imported activity. Looking at the finished cattle trade for the week, they were mostly $3 lower at 127 in all of the areas, and those feedlots that traded later in the week sold at 126. Nebraska, Kansas, and Iowa traded at 202 in the beef. The average live weight of finished cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,232 pounds, down 6 pounds from the previous week, and was the same as last year. The latest available national steer carcass weights show that we are still running at least 20 pounds over last year and also over 2010. The carcass weight was 854 pounds, again, holding steady for the second week, and at a time when weights normally start to drop this time of year. The 20 pounds extra carcass weight translates into over 12,000 more head each week if you were doing it on a carcass basis. Packers started to increase the harvest rate, and the FIS steer and heifer slaughter increased to around 500,000 head of finished cattle for the week, which is up over 30,000 head per week than February, as well as the last 4 months. When you factor in the extra 20 pounds of carcass weight and the equivalent 12,000 extra carcass, you can see how these increased numbers put pressure on the market. The fat cattle has been grading extremely well, which has narrowed the choice select spread to 48 cents on Friday. Nebraska graded almost 77% choice and prime, Kansas was 65.5%, and Texas almost 57%. Packers had over 234,000 head of cattle contracted to them for March and appear to be pulling them as soon as possible. The nearby CME ended the week at 126.02, which was down from the 130 level that we saw the previous week. Taking a look at the Southern Plains feeder cattle market, area auctions were steady to $4 lower on yearlings, but mostly $1 to $3 lower. Early week markets were steady to $1 lower, with the full decline late in the week. Stocker type cattle were uneven again, with trends from $4 lower to $10 higher at area auctions. The 5 to 600 pound steers sold in a very wide range from 180 to 213, with the thinner weaned offerings getting the highest prices. 7 to 750 pound steers were at 155 to 166 with early week sales at the high end of the prices. 8 to 850 pound steers were mostly 145 to 151 with a few early week sales at 155. The Texas Direct Feeder Cattle Report was steady to weak with some firmness on weights over 800 pounds, which had taken a big hit the week before. There were over 18,000 head of feeders reported, but an extremely light trade on currently available cattle. The 8 to 850-pound steers were 151 to 152 current FOB. Contract activities continues to be large, with the 750 to 775-pound steers at 159 to 164 delivered to a feedlot in April through June. The nearby CME ended the week at 153.92, which was down about $4 from the last Friday. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.